control. At Grainger, we're here for you with experienced branch staff at over 250 locations so you get the product you're looking for. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
It's August 8th, the greatest day ever. On the 8th of August, 1908, Wilbur Wright makes the Wright brothers' first public flight in France. After he landed, he had this to say.
Well, the in-flight Hugh Grant movie was boring, and the food was horrible.
Have a great August 8th, the greatest day ever.
I just love watching somebody live the American dream. Like my young friend Brian McMahon, who has returned from the Air Force, started his lifelong dream, Turf Stalkers, a mowing and pressure washing service. First of all, thanks to everybody that has called 558-1611 and given him a chance to mow your lawn, to edge and trim, or to do a pressure washing job, because the results have been phenomenal. You know, 5 years in the Air Force, I guess it kind of teaches you to do it right the first time, because they are precision perfect, and I think charge a fair rate. If you would like to stop pushing the mower yourself and have somebody do it that will do a great job, reach out to Turf Stalkers at 558-1611 or look them up on Facebook. That's Turf Stalkers and Brian, 558-1611.
Your roof protects the biggest investment you will ever make.
To make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship, at a fair price.
No gimmicks.
And did you know we do windows and siding, too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
She's a leader among the growing youth conservative movement. She has spoken at over 50 universities challenging the status quo. She's a regular guest on cable news programs, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Candace Owens, October 6th at their annual benefit dinner. This year's program honors law enforcement officers. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
And if you hire me, I know I will be a great addition to your company.
This is a fast-paced environment. Can you perform under pressure?
No. But I can hum We Are the Champions.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Let's charge into the 4 o'clock hour.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. After an FBI raid on his Mar-a-Lago estate, former President Trump asserted that agents had opened up a safe at his home and described their work as an unannounced raid that he likened to prosecutorial misconduct. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy publicly warned Attorney General Merrick Garland that he faces an investigation over the FBI's raid if Republicans gain the majority in the November elections. On the battlefront, powerful explosions have rocked a Russian airbase in Crimea, killing one person and wounding several others. Earlier, battling in the southern part of the country, two people were killed in a Russian explosion. Stocks finishing lower. The Dow was down 58 points. The NASDAQ lost 150. And the S&P dropped 17. This is SRN News.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Need a laugh? Let's ask Alexa for some inflation jokes.
Inflation is so bad. 50 Cent had another kid and they call him Buck 50. Inflation is so bad. The oil industry just laid off 23 senators. Inflation is so bad. McDonald's started selling quarter ounces. Inflation is so bad. If you order a club sandwich, it costs twice as much because of the wood in the toothpicks. And inflation is so bad. My money don't fold, it jiggle jiggles now.
Funny?
No.
Okay. We'll keep trying. No, I really, you know, that's a great conflict for me today. I cannot shake the feeling I've had for almost 24 hours. Yesterday was a dark, dark day. And part of my astonishment today is how many people don't seem to recognize it. I mean, many have. Make no mistake. I also think they way overplayed their hand. Because as David Blackman said, there is a mental illness called Trump derangement syndrome. And it wouldn't exist if we had a population of people that could put principles over personalities, but they're just not capable. They just hate him. They don't care if they made twice as much money while he was president, if gas was $1.50 a gallon or any of that. They don't care because they hate him. And they don't even know why. But when you've got a media that does nothing from sun up, and it's been a year and a half since he was in the White House, and they just got around to this important document. I was communicating with my friend Tom Latham earlier, because we are doing a project. I sent him a picture of a meme that cracked me up a little bit. And it's Trump and Tucker Carlson laughing uproariously. And Trump says, I had Hunter's laptop and pictures of him doing crack in that safe. I almost want to believe it's true. There's nothing in there. Nothing in there. Think about this. They ate 30 of them. How do these guys do this and still have it? Well, I'm just doing my job. That's what all the SS guys said at the Nuremberg trial. Well, I was just taking orders. But that's what the FBI did yesterday. They got 30 guys that may participate in that raid and sold their country down the river. On an order signed by a judge with connections to Jeffrey Epstein. Does it get any shakier than that? And if you see a picture of that judge, he looks as goofy as Epstein or any of the other clients. Anybody surprised that Ghislaine Maxwell is still alive?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. And then we'll be saying the same thing. Well, Ghislaine Maxwell didn't kill herself. So, that's all I have. I'm going home now because I did get a wonderful compliment today from my friend Andy at Montgomery Multisport, because yesterday I got the car. Today I had the bike
right, picked
up for service. And apparently I have ridden that thing so much that I actually wore the chain out a little bit.
Wow.
So they replaced the chain. I thought maybe a tire, little oil grease here and there, whatever. So I was impressed with myself for a brief minute over that. And so it was like losing my security blanket. I have a, what do they call it? Stationary bike that I was able to use, but I still have to go for a ride when I get home tonight. And maybe I'll stop at the gas station and pick up a pack of baseball cards for the spokes just to see. Because I want to be 9 years old in fourth grade again, because it's a lot less scary than what we're going through now.
Yeah.
This is what we went through adulthood to see. Bad. Bad, 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 bad. 4:11. Let's talk about Clark's. It is mighty hot. Feels almost like 100 degrees, although I'm starting to see some clouds building up out there. And we will have Rich's forecast in a moment. The radar, this is what happened yesterday. There was nothing east of us on the radar at 5:30 yesterday. By the time I left, there was plenty. So it can come along mighty quick. Right now, kind of like yesterday, there's some stuff to the south. See what the future says about this. And while I'm doing that, I'm actually looking forward to my next electric bill, because Clarksdale keeps our AC system operating, but they came across a major shortfall in a very important part of the cost of staying comfortable, and that is insulation. I never thought I would be under-insulated, but man, not only was I under-insulated by a lot, but there we found two, they did, they found two parts. You know, it's kind of, they're kind of hard to see from the main part of the attic, but there was no insulation over the kitchen in the room next to it. None. Not even a cotton ball. So that problem was addressed with people that work with Clark's, and now there's 15 inches of it up there, and it makes an amazing difference. I cannot emphasize that enough. And plus, Rick Clark did a case history on the system. It does, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. Should be able to. In fact, they will tell you any AC unit by a reputable brand could last 20 to 30 years if it's given service. One way you can make that happen is to invest just $180 in a Clark's Club membership and have them out to your house twice a year for service and on call 24/7 if anything goes wrong. It's a machine. Things happen. But you want to know that the best in the business are on the way. Not tomorrow, not the day after tomorrow. Now, they also have an incredibly talented and amazing bunch of plumbers. And everybody that works for Clark's is just so darn nice. They know what they're doing, but they're really, really wonderful folks. 277-2125. Get yourself a membership and do everything you can to minimize the whack on your electric bills. Power rates, by the way, in Alabama went up on the first of the month. So don't let them ambush you. Call Clark's or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. And Master Thespian has joined us.
Comrade Budel.
Ah, yes, welcome. Comrade. Big Warhawk welcome for you.
Yes, my Warhawk welcome for today is...
Yeah.
That's all I have. That's all I have. And they've taken everything away. Yeah, I was like you. I tuned in to Fox News a little after 6 and was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, if they will go, if they'll go after Trump, they'll go after anybody.
Really? I mean, who are we? We're just peasants. As I have seen on television many times today, people explaining, for those of you who, what's the big deal about an IRS audit? I'll tell you what, it costs you a ton of money to fight it. And even if you win it, you still have to pay somebody to represent you, because you don't want to go into that.
Yeah.
Unless you are really expert at doing your own taxes and you have every receipt and every penny accounted for. They will nail your ass. They're just horrible.
I have gotten several of the paper audits where they say, oh, by the way, you miscalculated this. And I think only one time it was in my favor. But I said, oh, you didn't. You have more money coming to you. Usually I don't have any money coming to me. I don't like the government to have my money, so I usually pay every year.
I have been through hell with them. I have been audited. I have awakened to find out that 75% of my paycheck was confiscated with no notice.
Holy cow.
They live under different, they operate under different rules, extra constitutional as they are. They want money from you. They go to your bank. They take it. The bank can't do anything to stop them.
Yeah. Well, I wonder, too, if that's what this whole January 6th committee is all about, trying to give the idea to people that, oh, this can happen to you. You better not oppose us. You better not come against us. We're going to get you.
I think there's no doubt that They, as if they haven't done enough to try and intimidate America with horrible laws and every other thing they're doing.
Yeah, and this blaming corporations going, oh, these greedy corporations. That's the, it's like, no, the corporations are just trying to stay in business.
Yes,
the cost of everything has gone up.
When you raise their taxes, they raise our prices. So we pay it no matter how it works.
Yep. Yep.
Stupid.
Yep. So anyway, all right. Sorry to depress you.
No, you did not. You know. I'm always happy to hear from you. I want to hear from friends today.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having David Blackman on. That was good to hear his take on it and what's going on there.
Yes.
We got to stand together.
We absolutely do. I mean,
all right. Here's a Warhawk goodbye. Warhawk goodbye. Here we go.
Thank you, sir. It's funny. We had some moments this morning. We managed to have a good time. But we were wondering, God, what if somebody is driving through Montgomery for the first time and they're listening to this show? What could they possibly be thinking about us? It is kind of amusing. All right, I pulled up, in fact, I should play it at ultimate volume because you know what a big fan Joey is of Marco Rubio, and I see Joey in the next room.
Mm-hmm.
Rubio was spot on with this today. Oh. See if I, and others that hit it out of the park today would include Lauren Boebert and others who pulled no punches on what's going on. I just wish there was a way we could go like almost door to door and shake people and say, hey, this is what's happening. Don't be naive. And what's happening on the big internet? Oh, yeah. Well, they, of course, spinning this is... Quit telling me to follow Doug Jones. This topic came up about the use of Twitter. And my take on it is that it really has no value in the River Region. People don't use it. Some do. I have a Twitter account, Rich, send stuff out Twitter, but I think Twitter is more of a big name, little person follow kind of thing. It's good, like for baseball. I used to follow a ton of baseball writers, and I think maybe there's one or two that I still do, and you know why I don't follow the others? Because they're all blue a-holes. They all at some point wanted to make it real clear they didn't like Donald Trump, and that they are in good standing with the Liberal Democratic Party. And I just, a couple of them I sent intemperate notes to. I'm probably on their list too. But that's the thing, that the takeaway from yesterday. When do they break into the studio? Angry because I said something that the Bureau, the Ministry of Truth deemed to be false. What's the penalty for that going to be? I'll be in Gitmo. Good morning, Cuba.
Let's hope not.
Do we even still have anybody there that is paying a price for what happened to this country 21 years ago? September 10th is just a little over a month. September 11th is just a little over a month away. And think about it. Anybody that was born on that day of infamy is now 21 years old. That is mind-boggling to me. 419, here's Skipper with traffic. We'll be right back.
Well, we had these accidents earlier. 1700 block East Main up in Prattville. That's going to be right in front of the Arby's. Use caution there. We also had accidents 3500 block of Woodley Road with injuries. That's right at Peter Crump School. Troy Highway at Taylor Road, a hit and run there. And Perry Hill at Vaughn, an accident with injuries. We're hoping that most of these are about to clear, but use caution in those areas. Busy on East South Boulevard, East Boulevard, 231 to Wetumpka, I-65 and 85, looking good through downtown Montgomery. Reinhard Toyota hiring new car sales consultants. The pay is $3,600 a month. Some sales experience preferred. Stop at Reinhard Toyota or go to jobs.reinhardtoyota.com. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, we are the official River Region outlet for the weekly pronouncements by one Jeff Bezos, They must look around for, like, things to buy. I guess when you're that rich, you can do it. So he bought Roomba.
It is I, Jeff Bezos. And for a pittance of $1.7 billion, I have purchased the manufacturer of the robotic vacuum cleaner, Roomba. However, disregard those who say this is a mere ploy for me to map the interior of your homes. Like I really need to know that your living room at 445 Hawthorne Drive in Scottsdale, Arizona, measures 18 by 16. Yawn. I'm a freaking evil genius, folks. I think bigger. Here, see if you can keep up. Household filth is made of dust. Dust is made of dead skin cells. And dead skin cells are made of your DNA. You see, owning Roomba is the first step towards owning you. But on a non-terrifying bright side, Roomba is the first Amazon product that you know will suck before you take it out of the box. Now, don't let your cat ride on it. His butt covers the camera.
You would know, does a Roomba pick up kitty litter?
Depending on what type it is, probably.
How many types of kitty litter are there?
Lots. You've got regular clay, you've got...
I was a Tidy Cat 3 guy. Not for me, of course. I want everybody listening to understand I don't use a litter box.
Probably would pick up...
It was suggested that I do by a couple of intemperate women I was once involved with, but...
I use pretty litter.
Pretty litter?
Yeah. It's like real fine grains of sand, but it's kind of a white...
Well, I bet it's like going to the beach at your house, except it smells like...
No, it doesn't smell. It doesn't smell, and it turns colors depending on if there's a medical problem with your cat.
Oh,
that's good.
That's a sad way to find out your cat has a health problem.
But otherwise you wouldn't know anything. So, you know.
Well, I guess that's why they do stool samples too, right? Hey, I wanted to also, I put something on Facebook that I think is genuinely funny. Because I'm looking for genuinely funny things to put there. And it is, did you see the dog in the Oval Office? Dog has been running country during Biden's COVID. And I knew that was BS because no dog would be as dumb as these people have been.
Is that Major?
Yeah, but the clip from James Woods with the Frenchie and the cat. It is, I mean, I feel for the Frenchie because they're such, I just love those dogs. Speaking of lovable dogs, Bingo update. There's a video of Bingo on my page. And I haven't put it up yet, but I started baking today. In fact, I have sent out messages because I need to buy farm eggs. I'm making key lime pies with farm eggs, and they are beautiful. What the hell? Listen to Rosie react to that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's four, one of which is accounted for, but they will be available at Prattville Farm Center, and every dollar will help. Our beloved Bingo, who is, he came along at a good time because helping a dog, you know, we talk about, I hate to even bring up abortion or any of that stuff, but it's really all about life. And you see a dog that's been hit by a car, who has been abused and abandoned, and that dog wants to live. That dog is trying to, with a broken leg, cross the street, rejected by its owners. Goes through search, but the dog wants to live. And today I put a video of Bingo. They had to remove a leg, but he's going to be one hell of a three-legged dog. But the part I wanted everybody to see was the end, because when he sat up, he's got big, bushy tail, and it's going back and forth like crazy after all this dog has been through, because he wants to live. There's just something special about life that even the simplest creatures understand. Why do you think a fly avoids the swatter? It wants to live. Even an insect has that instinct. So we're just trying to help pay his bills, because he has been a comfort and an inspiration at the same time. And I'm so proud of Janelle and her friend that have taken care of him, getting him ready for home. In fact, somebody here, one of our donors. Anyway, take a look at that video. It's not depressing because the dog is happy. I'd rather be alive with three legs than dead with four. Right. 425, if you've been feeling a little bit dead in your own existence, and I don't mean that facetiously, get to infusion because at this point, these are called the dog days of summer for a reason. Yeah, because they just, after a while, you feel like you're swimming upstream 24/7. An infusion with IV vitamin therapy that can help you gain back that energy that you may have sweated out. If you partied too much, they can restore what you lost through maybe not leading the most responsible life for a few days. If you're trying to lose weight, they have an IV vitamin therapy that can boost your metabolism, one that can help your immune system, and always ask about glutathione because it's one of the best brain foods out there. You can reach out at 296-1662. You want to lose an inch off your waist in a half-hour session that's very comfortable. Ask Brian Turner about CryoSkin 3.0. Rich loves it. He's there every other week for that because he cares. So there are many ways that can help you with pain. There's laser and Juvelite therapy, and they got a phenomenal chiropractor named Dr. Terry Gross. Speak to Ryan Turner at 296-1662 or look him up online at infusioncryolaser.com. Station Wagon Pete, we'll be with you.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
If you haven't had enough rain lately at your house, just be patient. The rain chances are better than normal right on through Thursday. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms random during the evening hours tonight and again tomorrow and again on Thursday. Some towns will get a lot of rainfall. Other towns will get skipped. Temperatures, not too bad. Low 70s tonight. And then 90 to 92 for a high on Wednesday and Thursday. Then look for the storms to thin out in number by Friday and Saturday, becoming more widely scattered. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don Bobo with Capital Tractor. It may seem like it can't get here fast enough, but hunting season will be here before you know it. With special offers right now on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick, don't let anything stand between you and your tree stand. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Waiting was such a mistake. That's one of the things we hear most after we've successfully treated one of our patients for erectile dysfunction. At Montgomery Men's Health, we want you to know first and foremost that waiting is a mistake. Because the longer you wait, the more difficult it can be to treat your ED. Using what you've got is important, not just for your relationship, but for your overall health. There's some truth to the phrase, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. At Montgomery Men's Health, we'll fight for your ability to consistently perform without the anxiety that so many men experience. In fact, you might even find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. We only treat ED and low T at Montgomery Men's Health, and we've successfully treated many men with protocols that are effective in nearly 90% of cases. We also have the full complement of treatments, including acoustic wave therapy, so you get the one that works best for you. So don't wait. Make an appointment. For just $99, you'll get a medical consultation, blood work, and if medically advised, a test dose. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free.
This summer, you don't want to slow down, but COVID might have other plans. A COVID booster gives you added protection from serious COVID illness. Find boosters near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant.
and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A new study reveals that your dog can tell time. Now, you can tell time just like your dog with the new Dog Watch.
Hey, Bill, let's schedule that business meeting. How about quarter to nummy nummy eat-em-up time?
I'm busy then, Jim. How about half past zoom zoom bye-bye car?
It's a date.
The Dog Watch has a big paw and a little paw and gives you the exact time in dog time.
Hi, I'd like to make lunch reservations for four somewhere around Bark Bark Mailman.
No.
How about go outside and make potty pots 30? Perfect.
So whether it's belly belly rub rub o'clock or quarter past tippy tap waggy tails, your dog watch is so accurate it'll be man's newest best friend.
Limited time offer. Operator standing by from tubby tub bathy bath a.m. until who's the bestest of all bestest good boys p.m. Order now.
Did that help you make a little bit happier?
No.
Okay. It's a dark time. Welcome to Station Wagon Pete.
Good afternoon, Greg and Rosie. How are you?
Well. I'm turning mics on and off. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I left a little piece of me on the studio floor.
Bingo is doing a lot better.
Yeah. Again, that's why I took a moment to talk about life. And this dog who has been to hell and back and survived all this. And the response you get from kindness and love when you show it to him. It's really so simple but so beautiful at the same time.
Yes, sir. I got a good story for you. This past week, I adopted a rescue ferret, and she came from a bad home, malnourished, and she's making quite the comeback. And she absolutely adorable.
I have, let's put it this way. My daughter had a couple of ferrets, and they were, she took good care of them, and they were trained well. They don't live that long, which is kind of sad. But then I was with a crazy person who had a room full of them. Pete, we're getting a lot of, sounds like window noise. I'm going to have to disconnect because it was making it hard to hear you.
Yeah.
We appreciate the call. Anybody that's listened to the show for any length of time knows I have been with some real interesting people. And this is another one of those stories from the rebuild. When I literally had to do what I had to do. So, for a brief period of time, I stayed at a friend's house. She was a cop. And she was very nice, but she had a three-bedroom townhouse, I guess. Okay, this is my room. That's the guest room, and this is the ferret's room. And I said, the ferret's room? She said, yeah. I have like 30 of them.
Holy tamale.
Opens the door, and the urine smell that came out was overwhelming. And they were really happy to see her running around. And I said, hey, you know, they're cute, but I'm not, I don't know anything about them, and I'm not going to handle them. But thank you for the tour. And then one time I'm taking a nap, and I started feeling all this fur running up my leg, and I look, and she directed them. I almost died of a heart attack because they're like furry snakes. They're not bad creatures. I don't dislike them. I just don't want furry things running up my leg when I'm not asked, hey, would you like a unique experience? I've got all these little skinny furry things that can run up your pant leg. Ah. So I am standing on this bouncy mattress. Get them out of here. That did not last long. I mean, I was able to find other arrangements. In the meantime, let's add that to the list. Maybe that's a magazine column someday. But she did help me. So the bottom line, that's what really matters. It is 4:37. What's up?
That was Station Wagon Pete. He just wanted, he knew that the signal was bad. He just wanted to make sure we knew that, you know, the rescue ferret is doing much, much better now that she's with him.
We are all for ferrets.
Yeah.
For
cute
people
as they can be.
That are responsible ferret owners.
And hamsters and guinea pigs. They're all cute.
Janelle would tell you a story. We got to the hamster phase. This is after the Asian box turtle. For almost a year. I stopped at this marine store that sold crickets because this turtle loved crickets. And you walk out with 2 dozen in a plastic bag and take them back to the house, take the tank off, throw them in. And I have to admit, it was fascinating because turtles are not known for their warp speed. But the turtle would just sit there. And as soon as a cricket wandered too close, he would move and grab him.
Wow.
And chow down. Happy turtle. And it, you know, they had this god-awful purple food. Looked like somebody had ground up Barney the dinosaur and put him in a can.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. But so I made, and it was not easy to get to the stores in the middle of a crowded shopping center, but I went every week to make sure this turtle had his crickets. I'm just that kind of guy. Should I feel good about that?
Yeah.
4:38 is the time. Let me, wow, 4:38, did I just say that? Yeah, yeah. It is. Holy cow. Yeah. How did that happen? Things are moving at warp speed this afternoon. Nothing in the way of anything. Oh, there was another passing in the music business that's worth stopping a moment. I want to thank our virtual producer, Mark Cumby. I had seen this earlier. Lamont Dozier, who wrote a ton of Motown hits, like You Can't Hurry Love by the Supremes and many, many others.
Wow.
Passed away today. But Holland Dozier Holland, that is the preeminent songwriting name that made so many great. What happened to Motown? Why did Motown ever have to end? Why could we not have music that not only had a great rhythm and melody, but lyrics that said positive things? I can't believe some of the stuff that's in hip-hop. I just can't. I don't understand how it serves society in any meaningful or productive way, because it really doesn't. And then it creates this culture that we see in the headlines every day with dead bodies. It's all very sad. And I'm probably going to get, somebody will be mad that I said that. But I'm sorry. I read the newspaper. I see what's happening locally. And, you know, we last week had somebody call about those folks that are now living under the bridge on I-85.
And Street.
And then somebody gets shot on Zelda Road the other day. Mm-hmm. Shot and killed. This just, are we getting numb to all this? I'm wondering if we are. And if we are, that's very sad. A Beautiful Room begins from the bottom up. And Jeff Mallinson and his team at Georgia Floors Direct would like to help you accomplish a beautiful room with wholesale price flooring at Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard. You know, 50 years ago, they set this place up when the bypass was called that because it bypassed most of the urban part of the river region. Cow pastures, farms, very little in the way of any what you would call metropolitan type of activity. But Dick McAdam, the founder of Georgia Floors Direct, had a vision and said, this is going to be where the center of it all in the not-too-distant future. And boy, was he right. And they are still there in this enormous warehouse, loaded with choices and all types and styles of flooring at a wholesale price, luxury vinyl plank, tile, carpeting. By the way, tile that they can turn into a backsplash for your kitchen, or how about a new countertop? See Dave Trudell over at Georgia Floors Direct for one of those. And a great team. They are so well-trained in the art of customer service. Welcome. What are you interested in doing? What's your budget? How can we help you find the perfect flooring and then have one of our installers put it in so at the end of it all, you are 100% satisfied? And so many are. They save you time. They save you money. And they're really great people. Georgia Floors Direct. On the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1969. You'll also find them on Facebook as we reconvene with Skipper at 442.
We have an accident. Vaughn Road at Ray Thorington Road. They're trying to clean that one up. Had some injuries there. Also, 2200 block of East South Boulevard. If you're traveling from Woodley Road over to Baptist, it's going to be about a block before you get to Baptist. Use caution there. Got an accident earlier out 3500 block of Woodley Road at Peter Krupp. We understand they might still be on the scene there as well. Please use caution. And an accident on Taylor Road at Middling Park Lane. That's right near Renaissance Bank. That's just off Atlanta Highway. Use caution there. Medical billing and coding classes begin September 13th. Pharmacy technician begins September 19th at Trenum State. You may qualify for WIOA funding. Call Trenum State, 420-4240. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery County's 2nd District has a new county commissioner. Carmen Moore Ziegler was sworn in this morning. She will fill the seat vacated by the late county commission chair, Eldon Dean. Students at Montgomery Public Schools headed back to class today. First-year superintendent Dr. Melvin Brown was at Capitol Heights Middle School greeting students as they arrived on campus along with the school's staff. He says they're excited to open the doors today. Dr. Brown said this year's theme is MPS Rising and Let's Get It. Montgomery police pulled off a major drug bust in the capital city. Drugs included marijuana, fentanyl, cocaine, and pharmaceutical drugs. It's estimated to be worth nearly $85,000. Stolen guns were also seized, as well as $23,000 in cash. The drug bust occurred last Friday in the 2400 block of East 5th Street. 8 arrests have been made. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232-876, Equal Housing Lender.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
If you haven't had enough rain lately at your house, just be patient. The rain chances are better than normal right on through Thursday. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms random during the evening hours tonight and again tomorrow and again on Thursday. Some towns will get a lot of rainfall. Other towns will get skipped. Temperatures, not too bad. Low 70s tonight. And then 90 to 92 for a high on Wednesday and Thursday. Then look for the storms to thin out in number by Friday and Saturday, becoming more widely scattered. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Adorable.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
And a gentleman joining us who's been on the show before, Dr. Michael Mull from, I want to make sure I get the title right, Montgomery LASIK, right?
Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care.
And how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing good.
I'm glad we have a chance to get away from some of the topics to talk about the latest advances and services you guys offer over there. And the floor is yours.
Well, we're a full family facility. You know, we are Montgomery LASIK, which suggests that we do surgery, eye surgery to help correct vision, which is LASIK and cataract surgery. But we're a full eye care facility, which means we do eye exams and provide eye care for the little ones all the way up to the elderly. So we're very, very proud of that.
I got tested for a potential candidate for LASIK And my vision issue was not one that could be corrected with LASIK. And I was disappointed because that sounds like a dream to have that procedure and all of a sudden your vision comes into crystal clear focus. I would probably still be reaching for, I really use readers.
Yeah.
In fact, it's such an unusual, I tried not trifocal, but they're like multivision or
multifocals.
And that did not work out for me either.
Yeah.
I'm going to be wiping the schmutz off my readers for the rest of my life, I think.
Well, you haven't seen me yet, so.
Well, you know what? That's not a bad idea, because that was a while back. That was about 8-9 years ago, so maybe it would be a good idea.
Well, technology does change, and as technology changes, a lot more people become candidates, and a lot more things come available that weren't available before, and you know, people that 10 years ago tried it and may be candidates today. And so I'm always willing and happy to check anybody to make sure that's actually good for them.
I actually was friends with one of the first people to ever have LASIK, and this is many years ago. We worked together at the same TV station in Miami. And it took him a while to adjust. But now the stories I hear from people that have had it just can't say enough good about it. Tell us about your experience, the practice, where you're located, and how people can reach out to you.
Oh, sure. Yeah, my experience with LASIK, I had mine 14 years ago. My eyes are still going strong. So I've enjoyed it immensely. My father had it done 12 years ago. He's doing well. He ended up developing cataract, had his cataract surgery about a month ago with us, and now he's doing even better yet.
Wow.
So the practice has been around for, goodness, the ownership's been around for more than 40, 50 years, and there's more than 100 years of combined experience here. So you talk about people that just that treat people like family, and that gets overused sometimes, but it's really true. People, they want to just make sure they're not just another number. And Wes and Lisa Daniel, the owners here, they have made it certain that people are treated well and they are treated like family. That's why I'm a part of this. I mean, I could have had my choice of anywhere. I was in South Florida. I was in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh,
I had a chance to work with the eye care team for the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, I turned them down because this is where I wanted to be. I still help them out and fly back on a yearly basis to help do the eye exams for the team. But this is where I want to be. This is where I want to practice. This is the relationships I want to make. So that's why I'm here.
I feel the exact same way. I spent 25 years down there, and I love it here. And whenever I think it's better there, I go back and visit my daughter, and then I come back here glad that I live in Montgomery, Alabama.
No doubt. People around here have no reason to complain about traffic.
This is true, except there seems to be a little bit of a uptick in aggressive driving lately, and I'm blaming COVID for that.
Well, there you go. I would not disagree with you.
The what are some of the other opportunities or features you have?
Sure. Well, we do a lot of primary care, which means we do a lot of eye exams, routine eye exams, glasses, contact lenses. We actually have an on-site eyeglass lab, which means we can produce just about any eyeglass prescription same day, if not within an hour. Not a lot of places can do that anymore, but we can. We have so many contact lenses available to us, it's very rare that we can't fit someone same day. And some people actually have eye trauma, and they need someone that can get them in same day to look at them, and we can do that too. And if I can't get you taken care of, then I know someone who can. So I can get you referred to where you need to be, but we're a complete facility.
By the way, I see on your website, which is, by the way, folks, Montgomery LASIK, LASIK.com. LASIK as little as $3 a day.
Can be, yeah. We did the numbers on that not too long ago. And even our most expensive procedure with all the bells and whistles, the custom view procedure, it's no more than about $5 a day with two-year interest-free financing for a lot of cases. And, you know, I did that because I thought about what in the world do I spend $3 to $5 on every single day? You know,
right.
I can go by the convenience store, I can go
sure.
get coffee, I can get whatever. And I'm putting that money, I'm just giving that money away every single day, and that can go to fix your eyes. People don't realize that.
I also see you do designer eyeglass frames and sunglasses. I did not know. Because my daughter wanted some, but she has designer frames. Her vision's fine, but she loves to wear these glasses because it's a fashion statement.
It is. Isn't that crazy? Because when I was a kid, you didn't want to be caught dead in a pair of glasses. kids were ruthless. You were teased mercilessly.
Yes.
So, and now kids come in wanting them. They just want clear lenses on some of them. They'll actually make up letters on the eye chart just to try to get into a pair of glasses. It blows my mind.
Dr. Mel, I need your phone number there, please, at Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center.
It is 387-2020.
See what they did? They came up with 20/20 because everybody knows that means good vision. I love that.
You like that?
Yes, and I would like to make an appointment and come in and see if maybe at this point in my young life that I'm ready for LASIK.
Oh, it'd be an honor. I'd love to kind of check you out, make sure everything's okay.
And always
see
great.
What we can do for you.
Always great to talk to a recovering South Floridian.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, we're in the right place. See, I'm not alone, folks. That's why you should visit Dr. Mo. We so appreciate you and hope to have you on again soon.
Will do. Thanks, sir.
Take care. Well, there's young Joey, who has been seen by 400,000 people on TikTok today.
I didn't want to interrupt because it's your business break, but I believe Dr. Mole's the one who did my LASIK.
Really?
Yes, I'm pretty certain, and I'll just say he's amazing, and he changed my life. Wow. It will change your life. If you've been dealing with contacts and glasses your whole life, it's amazing.
When you go out to your car, you have permission to peek in my driver's side window.
Yeah.
And look at the tray in between the two front seats.
Okay.
Underneath the radio and all that.
Yeah.
There's like five pairs of crappy, bent up readers in there that I just keep in case I can't find the ones that aren't crappy and beat up yet and can rub a little Windex on them and see. That is... It would be so nice to not have to do it. Did you have to, was there a period where, like, you have this reflexive reach for glasses when you don't need them anymore?
No, because I mostly wore contacts my whole life. And then you were working with me. I wore glasses there for a little while. But that was late in life, so I was not used to that. And, I mean, it depends. My brother just got LASIK. He's in Greenville, South Carolina. It said it took him a day with the procedure they did. So I'd imagine since I got mine, which was years ago, it's even been updated. But it was only a few days recovery, and then you got to do eye drops, and it's you just go sleep. Like, I mean, you just sleep it off, take a day off or two, and then you can see. You don't have to put glasses on or deal with contacts or any of that.
I'm going to go over and see Dr. Mull and see if I can't possibly be a candidate. That would be so nice.
And it's a beautiful showroom. Like, it's a beautiful practice and looks nice.
By the way, I should... we've given you their web address, MontgomeryLASIK, LASIK.com, and the phone number is 387-2020. I can't find, on Berry Hill Road, over near East Chase. So, and he just sounds like a great guy to work with, too. We are at 4:58 at this point in the show. I was talking to David Blackman earlier, and I said, you may see... It's been hot in Texas, and Governor Abbott really needs the power grid to hold up during the heat. I said, I may have helped you today because I erupted at 3:00, and that ash cloud will probably orbit the earth and give you at least a little shade in Texas at some point later today, maybe in about 90 minutes. Yesterday, I did not know what happened before the show was over, and I'm... Listen, Mark Levin is getting very impatient with his producer saying, hey, what's going on here? Is this true?
It must have broke just after you got done.
Yeah. And by the time I got home and I realized what was going on, I couldn't sleep. This is really, really disturbing.
Oh, I had plenty of thoughts about it.
I'm sure you do.
I mean, there's part of me, being the libertarian brat I am, it's kind of like, told you so.
Well, like, no, that's...
We played clips from Ron Paul running in 1988 as the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate, saying the FBI just spies on its political opponents for anybody that criticizes their agenda, especially foreign policy. It goes all the way back before the FBI, the precursor.